This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Holiday, H-A-L-L-A-D-A-Y, first name Benjamin, B-E-N-J-A-M-I-N. The date of birth, April 17, 1973. Date of evaluation, May 9, 2023. Referring physician, disability and social service. The identifying information. The patient presented a California driver's license, A465-8293, which correctly identified the claimant as Benjamin Darryl, D-E-R-R-Y-L, Holiday, H-O-L-L-A-D-A-Y. The chief complaint, 50-year-old male seen for disability evaluation, the HBI. The patient stated that he was doing well until approximately 5 years ago. He then developed symptoms of orthopnea, period. He noted that he could not lie on his back, period. He would develop significant shortness of breath. In February of 2023, he noted dyspnea worsened by exercise on going approximately 25 feet. He was subsequently diagnosed with congestive heart failure. He was started on medication and diets recommended, period. He now reports improved exercise tolerance, period. His past medical history: hypertension, next number congestive heart failure, next number dysrhythmia, next number chronic kidney disease, next number diabetes. Medications: Jardiance, 10 milligrams, 1 daily, bumetanide, 2 milligrams, 1 BID, metoprolol, 50 milligrams, 1 daily, Eliquis, 5 milligrams, BID, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams, 1 daily, amiodarone, 200 milligrams, 1 daily. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, unremarkable social history, patient notes marijuana use. He further has history of methamphetamine use. He denies cigarette smoking, period. He had a son who died in his 20s secondary to a gunshot wound, period. The review of system. Genital urinary, he has frequency and urgency. Gastrointestinal, he reports diarrhea. Neurologic, he reports headache, which occurs occasionally. Psychiatric, he has depression. Remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination: blood pressure 166/104 on repeat. Blood pressure is 142/106, period. In general, correction, the pulse rate 82, respiratory rate 20, height 71 inches, weight 189.6 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The HEENT Head is atraumatic, pneumocephalic, pupil equal round, reactive to light and accommodation. Sclera is clear, extraocular muscles are intact. Neck is supple, there is no adenopathy, there is no thyroidomegaly present. Chest demonstrates normal excursion. Lungs reveal decreased breath sounds at the left base. Cardiovascular, there's regular rate and rhythm with normal S1 and S2. There's no S4 noted, period. However, the P2 component appears increased in intensity, period. Abdomen is flat, bowel sounds normally active, no massive or tenderness noted. Back, no CVAT. Extremities reveal no correction. Extremities reveal 1+ edema of the left lower extremity. The skin reveals tattoos on the arm and chest, period. There is evidence of stasis dermatitis of the left lower extremity, period. The remainder of the examination is unremarkable. The impression, this is a 50-year-old male with history of marijuana, methamphetamine use, who was found to have evidence of heart failure, period. He is noted to have a correction, he is noted to have evidence of increased P2 on examination, period. He most likely has some degree of pulmonary hypertension in addition to systemic hypertension, period. He has history of congestive heart failure, which is most likely secondary to left ventricular dysfunction and underlying methamphetamine use, period. He has ongoing symptoms, period. Blood pressure is not controlled, period. Functionally, comma, he is classified New York Heart Association Class 3, period. He is unable to perform tasks which require significant lifting, carrying, pushing, or pulling. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.